This sound file contains the spoken word version of a Wikipedia article on the 500 euro note. It is recorded by user S. Whistler, and the material was recorded on the 1st of May, 2012. The 500 euro note, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The 500 euro note. The 500 euro note is the highest value euro banknote and has been used since the introduction of the euro in its cash form in 2002. It is one of the highest value banknotes in the world, worth around $670, 4,300 Chinese yuan, 51,300 Japanese yen, 600 Swiss francs, or 430 British pounds. The note is used in the 22 countries which have it as their sole currency, with 20 legally adopting it, with a population of about 332 million. It is the largest note, measuring 160 by 82 millimeters, that has a purple color scheme. The 500 euro banknotes depict bridges and arches doorways in modern architecture around the 20th century. The 500 euro note contains several complex security features such as watermarks, invisible ink, holograms, and microprinting that document its authenticity. In October 2011, there were approximately 594,833,600 500 euro banknotes in circulation around the Eurozone. Contents. 1. History. 2. Design. 3. Crime. 4. Circulation. 5. Environmental impact. 6. Tracking. History. Legally, both the European Central Bank and the NCBs of the Eurozone countries' national central banks have received the right to issue the 7 different euro notes from the ECB. In practice, the NCBs of the zone issue and withdraw euro notes. The European Central Bank does not own an office containing cash and has not been involved in any operations involving cash. Before the introduction, the euro was founded at the date of the 1st of January 1999, after which it began being the currency of over 300 million Europeans. For the first 3 years of its existence, it was a currency which was only used in accounting. Euro banknotes and coins were introduced on the 1st of January 2002, and on that day it replaced the former cash of the Eurozone 12, as it was then, national currencies like the Irish pound and the Austrian shilling. After the introduction. The changeover period during which the former currency's notes and coins were exchanged for those of the euro lasted about 2 months, until the 28th of February 2002. The official date on which the national currencies ceased to be legal tender varied from member state to member state. The earliest date was in Germany, when the Mark officially ceased to be legal tender on the 31st of December 2001, though the exchange period lasted for 2 months more. Even after the old currencies ceased to be legal tender, they continued to be accepted by national central banks for periods ranging from 10 years to forever. Changes. There has so far only been one series of euro notes. However, a new series, similar to the current one, is to be issued from 2011. The initial issue of notes bears the signature of the first president of the European Central Bank, Wim Duesenberg, who was replaced on the 1st of November 2003 by Jean-Claude Trichet, whose signature appears on subsequent issues. Design. The 500 euro note measures at 160 millimeters by 82 millimeters with a purple color scheme. All banknotes depict bridges and arches doorways in different historical European styles. The 500 euro note shows modern architecture around the 20th century. Although Robert Kalina's original designs were intended to show real monuments, for political reasons, the bridge and art are merely hypothetical examples of the architectural era. Like all euro notes, it contains the denomination, the EU flag, the signature of the president of the ECB, and the initials of said bank in different EU languages, a depiction of EU territories overseas, the stars from the EU flag, and 12 security features, as listed below. Security features. The 500 euro note has the highest quality security features of all notes due to its value. It is protected by a hologram stripe, a Eurion constellation, watermarks, microprinting, ultraviolet ink, raised printing, a security thread, matted surface, perforations, see-through number, color-changing ink, barcodes, and a serial number. Crime. The value of the note is several times greater than that of the largest circulating notes of other major currencies, like the 100 US dollar bill. Thus, a large monetary value can be concentrated into a small volume of notes. This facilitates crimes which deal in cash, including money laundering, drug dealing, and tax evasion. There have been calls to withdraw the note for this reason. However, some of the replaced currencies had widely used high-value notes, including 10,000 Belgian francs, 5,000 Austrian shillings, 1,000 Dutch guilders, and 1,000 Deutsche Marks. Spain, in particular, now has a quarter of all the high-value bills within its borders. This is far more than expected for an economy of its size, and they are rarely seen in everyday commerce. They have been nicknamed Bin Ladens by the populace, as everyone knows they are there and what they look like, but no one has ever seen them. British and Spanish police are using the bills to track money laundering. As of the 20th of April 2010, money exchange officers in the United Kingdom stopped selling 500 euro notes due to their use in money laundering. The Serious Organized Crime Agency claims that 90% of all 500 euro notes sold in the UK are in the hands of organized crime. This was revealed during an 8-month analysis. The 500 euro note is worth in the region of £430, depending on the exchange rates, and had become the currency of choice for gangs to hide their profits. The EU Directive 2005/06/EC on the prevention of the use of the financial system for the purpose of money laundering and terrorist financing tries to prevent such crime by requiring banks, real estate agents, and many more companies to investigate and report usage of cash in excess of 15,000 euros. Circulation. As of October 2011, there were approximately 594,833,600 500 euro banknotes in circulation around the eurozone. Therefore, it is the second least circulated banknote in the eurozone. That is approximately 297,416,801,500 euros worth of 500 euro banknotes. The European Central Bank closely monitors the stock and circulation of euro notes and coins. It is the Eurosystem's task to ensure an efficient and smooth supply of euro notes and to maintain their integrity. Environmental impact. As an environmental-friendly institution, the European Central Bank tries very hard to make a shrewd use of natural resources, to keep the quality of the world, and to save people's health in the production and supplying of euro notes. Euro notes are safe to use. Independent test results confirm that euro notes fulfilled all European regulations, including a large range of chemical substances in euro notes. All substances in the notes have shown a concentration below any limits. Tracking. There are several communities of hobbyists, such as Euro Bill Tracker, which track the euro notes as they pass through their hands to record their numbers and monitor their travel. The aim is to record details about its spread and to generate statistics and rankings for various notes. Euro Bill Tracker has registered over 96 million notes as of October 2011.